you know, a lot of fireplaces, there's a place right above the fireplace where you could put pictures or things mm-hmm. like that. You would call that the
man.
The man. Ever heard people call it something like mantle board or mantle piece?
Mantle pieces.
Mantle piece. Mm-hmm. Or say, talking about the fireplace, you know, the thing on the outside of the house made out of brick that the smoke goes through, you call that the
chimney.
Well, one of these tall things that you see in factories that smoke goes
smokestack.
That would be a smokestack. I see. And in a fireplace, when you use it a good bit, before too long, you'll have this deposit of black stuff, you know, the foam.
Yeah, soot.
You call that soot. And when the wood burns down, the only thing that's left are the
ashes.
Are those any particular color? You associate with ash?
Yeah, gray.
Usually gray. Does it make a difference what color they are, as far as you know, as to the type of wood that's been burned? Does that make a difference?
Yes, if it's fine wood, you know, sort of a soft wood, it usually burns down to a lighter, very fine texture. And if it's harder wood, it might be darker ashes. Like pine would give you a, in my experience, would give you a sort of a sandy-like gray appearance, but mesquite, which is similar to hickory, which is burned here, would give you a darker, more coarse type of ash.
Well, talking about fireplace and things like that around the house, could you tell me about a few things that you would have in your living room that you probably wouldn't have any other place in the house, you know, that are more or less associated with the living room?
A couch. Television set of a cabinet television set, you know, they're portables around, and the piano would probably be in there, and say the coffee table that's in front of that, and that's about all the women.
What about the different things to sit in besides the couch?
Well, I'd probably have a recliner, and there's probably be a man's recliner and a lady's recliner. That's what we have.
Basically, what you're talking about there is a different type of the thing that I'm sitting in. You just call that
a chair.
Yeah. When you mentioned couch, have you ever heard that called anything?
Yes, yeah, sofa.
Sofa.
Or sometimes the divan.
The divan. It all talked about the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
If in a sofa, you're usually talking about something that has cushions that, you know, are soft and you can lounge down in. A divan is more of a type of a hardwood that has very fine, you know, cloth upholstery and with high armrest.
Yeah. It would, yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard anybody use the term Davenport or Chesterfield to refer to that?
No, we don't use that term. Yeah. Those terms.
Yeah. Well, say, talk about the same thing with regard to the place you sleep. You call that the room that you sleep in. That's just the
bedroom.
Yeah. And what about typical things that you would have in there that you wouldn't have anywhere else?
The bed, the chest of drawers, and usually a desk.
Could you describe that chest of drawers to me? What exactly are you talking about there?
Well, usually the chest of drawers were found more in men's rooms, and they were just, say, about 6 feet high and have two or three small drawers at the top and then three or four large drawers, as compared to a dresser, which are found and were found more in women's rooms, they're not so much anymore, where you would have a mirror on the furniture and then fewer drawers.
Have you ever heard anybody call a chest of drawers by any other name besides that?
No. Some people, you know, they don't make any distinction between chest of drawers and dresser. They just call them both the same. Usually they use one term or another.